Performances have taken over the streets of European cities for centuries. Ancient mimes, jugglers, acrobats, and bards, the medieval cycles, miracle and morality plays, royal entries of the Renaissance, itinerant commedia dell'arte theater troupes, tableau vivant, and so much more. All these street performances and many others used art to shift the focus of their audiences from ordinary day-to-day activities to special events of celebration, entertainment, or displays of pomp and circumstance. And they transformed the function of the public space in which they took place and brought it alive in a new and different way. All that we learn from the study Contemporary Street Arts in Europe by S. Hedica. There will be bards, acrobats, dancers, actors, and singers of all stripes, and they are calling it the Cirque du Scranton this Wednesday, August 8th, along North Washington. The street will be transposed into a corridor of creativity, a way of artistic wonders as citizens of Pennsylvania and their governor take part in a public procession to the arts epicenter of the Commonwealth that evening for the 2018 Pennsylvania Governor's Awards for the Arts. As it happens, one of this year's honorees is a playwright who has actually created a street scene of immense energy and joy. The place is Washington Heights in New York. The heat is oppressive and a blackout makes things worse, and yet the neighborhood is dancing and celebrating in the streets. The show is In the Heights, winning the Tony Award in 2008 for Best Broadway Musical for Lin-Manuel Miranda, music and lyrics, and Chiara Alegria Yudis, who wrote the book. Chiara Alegria Yudis is a native of Philadelphia. She won the Pulitzer Prize in 2012 for her play Water by the Spoonful, and she will receive the 2018 Distinguished Arts Award at the Pennsylvania Governor's Awards for the Arts this Wednesday. The ceremony taking place Wednesday evening at 7 at the Scranton Cultural Center will also include Mira Nakashima of New Hope, Pennsylvania, who will receive the Lifetime Achievement in the Arts Award. She is a celebrated furniture designer known for her unparalleled knowledge and mastery of wood. She is director and custodian of the George Nakashima Woodworker Studio and Property. Tina Williams Brewer from Pittsburgh will receive the Artist of the Year Award. She is internationally known as a fiber artist and celebrated for her artistic exploration of African American history and culture. She uses symbolism and textiles to create story quilts that reflect issues of family, women and children, and spirituality of the culture. C.F. Martin & Company, Incorporated of Nazareth, Pennsylvania, will receive the Special Recognition for Advancing the Arts Award. C.F. Martin is the sixth-generation, family-owned, and world-renowned guitar maker with a 185-year history of crafting handmade instruments using innovative techniques. Martin guitars and Martin strings have been played by countless musicians, including Elvis Presley, Paul McCartney, and Eric Clapton. And Scribe Video Center of Philadelphia will receive the Arts Leadership and Service Award. The Scribe Center is a national leader with a 35-year history of community-based film, video, audio, and new media programs. Founded by MacArthur Genius Award winner Louis Messiah, Scribe is particularly dedicated to exploring, developing, and advancing electronic media to advance social change. The 2018 awards ceremony will take place again this Wednesday evening at 7 at the Scranton Cultural Center, and the public is encouraged to attend, and admission is free. Catherine Richmond Cullen is Assistant Professor of Education at the University of Scranton and Director of the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts Arts Education Partnership, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the celebration.
We're so excited to have the Governor's Awards for the Arts in Scranton this year. It's been a long time coming, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've been throughout the state for the last 30 years, visiting different cities and being at these events, so I'm just so happy that we finally get to host our great governor and his wife, Mrs. Wolf.
Mrs. Wolf is actually an artist in her own right.
Yes, I understand. And she had come to Scranton for the announcement of the awards ceremony and the awards being held here, and had an opportunity to meet her, and she is a delightful, delightful person.
And as you suggest, you've been in attendance at a number of these events, and the idea is not to always hold them in Harrisburg.
Yeah, I think it's really important that the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts moves the awards around Pennsylvania. It sort of goes with their idea of decentralizing the arts education programming and also the Pennsylvania arts organizational programming. So I think that the PCA has done a phenomenal job spreading the wealth around Pennsylvania versus keeping it either in Harrisburg or perhaps one of the larger cities in our state.
And we have a chance then to gather together on Wednesday, August 8th, at the Scranton Cultural Center for a ceremony.
Well, as you know, Erica, it is open to the public, which is fantastic. So we're very grateful that we have such a beautiful venue as the Scranton Cultural Center to host and hold the Governor's Awards for the Arts. So the ceremony itself will be at 7 p.m. and, as I said, open to the public. And so the awards will be given. And then after that particular ceremony, everyone will be invited to a dessert reception in the ballroom. And the Marco Marcinko Jazz Band, one of probably five iterations of all the wonderful things he does with all of his associates, will be performing. So it'll be a great event post-program. But I also want to say that before the program, we have created something quite special.
There's no limit to your imagination, and partner you with Joanne Arduino, and we know something special's up. What did you plan?
Well, I'm excited to talk about the Cirque de Scranton, which is a wonderful, spontaneous, organic event. We have asked more than 30 artists and arts organizations to line the pathway from Posh into the Cultural Center and to perform or read or create theater or to make visual art on the street. So it's just going to be a terrific event with poets and dancers and visual artists and singers and just a plethora of artists. Quite cacophonous, I assume, because people will be interacting simultaneously. So it's either going to be great or questionable. But Joanne and I are hoping that he understands the celebratory nature of it and that what we're trying to do is demonstrate that Scranton is alive and has a joyful, integrated arts community. We hope that the entire entourage from the VIP party will follow him in, but it's on the street, so anyone could see and participate, walk the pathway. And, you know, we have a circus artist, Jenny Hill, and we have the Bethel AME choir singing as he comes out the door. And we have ballet demonstrations and ethnic dance celebrations and, you know, poets and Shakespeare. And the Cultural Center's youth program will be a part of this, and our Arts Alive students will as well. But there are, as I said, so many people. The list is just incredible. And we're very happy to work with Leslie Collins at Scranton Tomorrow and Rhonda Beamer from Quandel, and also Lori Cadden. This has been just a really fun mini team of people who appreciate the arts. But without Scranton Tomorrow and Lori and Rhonda, they're taking care of a lot of the technical aspects of this. We're going to have a map that we're handing out to everyone in attendance, and it'll have a list of all the wonderful artists who will be performing. So we're excited.
That's a wonderful way for the governor to literally be immersed in the cultural life of Scranton in that way.
He'll walk down and hear an opera singer, and then he'll see people like Earl Lehman making a live painting, and the Everhart Museum's community cultural project, and I mean, just you name it, and it's happening. Vince Brust dancing, and civic ballet is involved, ballet theater, of course. So many great artists and arts organizations have agreed to do this with us.
Undoubtedly, there will be people not just from northeastern Pennsylvania, but coming with the governor and people who are friends and family of the honorees as well, and so on.
That's a very good point. I mean, the honorees are certainly so well-deserving of these tremendous state accolades. And so they and their families will also have the opportunity to meet Scranton as an arts community. So very good point, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
If you wouldn't mind, because you are so identified with arts and education, remind us about the importance of not just a vibrant performing arts community or visual arts community, but we have to always consider young people.
Yeah, so important that we remember that the arts really affect how we learn. There's so much research on how dance, music, visual arts, and theater, spoken word, communication arts influence our children's cognitive development. And I'm just always been an advocate for excellence in arts education programming. And recently, the state has been involved in arts for seniors as well. So I always think of arts education today as not only for our youth, but for our seniors as well. So Pennsylvania has a terrific initiative for creative aging, and I'm excited about that.
Dr. Catherine Richmond Cullen, Assistant Professor of Education at the University of Scranton and Director of the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, Arts Education Partnership, speaking with us about the 2018 awards ceremony, the 2018 Pennsylvania Governor's Awards for the Arts, taking place this year in Scranton on Wednesday, August 8th, this Wednesday at 7 in the evening at the Scranton Cultural Center, 420 North Washington Street. The ceremony is free and open to the public, though if you'd like to attend, they ask you to reserve a ticket by way of the link on the Scranton Cultural Center website. And for more information, you can check arts.pa.gov, arts.pa.gov, for the history of the award ceremony for this year's honorees and the specifics about becoming involved and attending. It's the 2018 Pennsylvania Governor's Awards for the Arts, taking place on August 8th, this Wednesday at 7 in the evening at the Scranton Cultural Center, 420 North Washington Street in downtown Scranton. The ceremony is free and open to the public, and you're asked, if you would, to reserve a ticket at the Scranton Cultural Center website. For all that information, online, arts.pa.gov, arts.pa.gov.